Welcome to Political Talk, it's Entertainment Talk's podcast for talking politics. I'm your host Matthew, and today we're going to be talking about Hunter Schafer. We're going to be talking about a little bit of Israel-Palestine. We're going to be talking about the kerfuffle that is Zelensky, Putin, JD Vance and Trump, and that whole circle of cartoonish behaviour. I've been kind of admittedly putting off doing this episode because, not that this is going to be unpleasant, but it's not going to be pleasant, it's not going to be fun. I didn't really launch this podcast to talk about fun things, because none of these things are fun to talk about. But I care about these things, I have opinions on these things, and these things are also very real, and it's no use me kind of, again, I was putting it off because I wanted to be at least a bit more in the mood to talk about this, yeah, it's no use shying away from things that are going on in the real world as well. So, without further ado, let's jump into things. We're going to be talking about Hunter Schafer first, and what happened there, and then we're going to talk about the idea of peace agreements or peace deals. And in the Hunter Schafer section, I'm also going to be talking about the let's call it the bathroom / changing room debate, and something I realised that I've not yet received an answer to, but we can get to all that. Let's jump straight in and talk about what's going on. So Hunter Schafer, who, for those of you who might know, I mean, Euphoria is fairly big. She is a star on Euphoria. I cannot remember her or anybody's characters' names because that show's been off for years. But yeah, saw her in that. She plays a character in that show. She is a trans person, trans actor, trans woman. I'm on the belief that trans women are women. So let's just get that out of the way straight away. And she had something very, what I would describe as petty, happen to her. So there is a full, I think it's 9 minutes. How long is this video? I'm not going to play it on this podcast because it's a bit long. 9 minutes, 40 seconds. There's shorter versions of it that you can look up. But she recorded a video and obviously put it into the world about her passport being changed. Now, what was changed on her passport was where it says gender, and it's been changed from an F to an M, which means from a female to a male. The reason this has happened is because when, and I'm not going to call him President Trump, I'm just going to call him Trump, which is what I've always done, came in on day one or day two, and he signed about 500 different documents. It was only about 85 or something. And one of the things within all those executive orders, because I don't even know what all of them are, I started reading the list and then I stopped quite quickly, is that the US, the United States of America, is only going to identify or recognize two genders, which I guess is male and female, so nothing to do with non-binary, no trans stuff, or however else you choose to identify. So the specific reason her passport says M instead of F is because obviously when she was born, she was a male, and they are assigning people who are born from their gender at birth onto their passports. Now, she did explain, now I haven't actually specifically used my passport in a while because I've not been on holidays or anything else like that. I have other forms of ID that I use if I need them for whatever. And she said in her video that it won't specifically affect anything that she does go and do, which is nice, .. I suppose. She said it's more to do with things like, obviously, America's border control, if she heads out the country or goes on holiday. That's what most people use their passport for, isn't it? Obviously, at the airport, going abroad, all that kind of stuff. So, if there's no real sort of, oh, we changed this person's thing so it goes from an F to an M, but it doesn't actually serve any proper purpose other than there being confusion possibly at the border control. I mean, I think this is a petty thing to do anyway, because being transphobic is a petty thing and a terrible thing to do anyway. There's different levels of it and different methods of it, but It's overall just very, very petty. Now, she didn't like start screaming or kick up a fuss or shout in the video or anything. She just came across to me as very fed up and very tired, which I don't blame her. I've seen a lot of the trans community, whether it's trans men or trans women, more so trans women, because there are trans men out there. We sometimes almost forget that that's a thing, but women get more sort of berated for it, it seems. Yeah, that how tired that community is, not just because of what America's doing, but because of how the world treats them, treats all of them. And again, I'm not in those shoes. I myself am not trans. That does not stop me having, empathy or understanding for what a particular person's going through just because a person's going through something that I won't go through because they are different to me. That doesn't stop me, respecting them or understanding them or trying to have any sort of empathy. That's not going to stop me at all. It never will. So this just comes across to me as just petty. I mean, when should I talk about the whole eggs thing? Should I talk about it here? Because there's something I want to mention within the whole executive's order thing, and something I found out the other day. Stick to Hunter Schafer for a minute in that conversation, and we could talk about the eggs nonsense in a minute. So, I've seen this woman perform on 3 seasons of a TV show. Now, I can't actually remember when Euphoria season 3 was. It was a while ago. Now, there's always the crowd that's like, you can always tell. You can always tell when the person's trans, even though 90 to 99% of the time they can't. I myself, when I was watching Hunter on Euphoria as her character, Ruby, that's her name, Rubes or Ruby or something like that. I just remembered just now. I was thinking back to some of her scenes and it made me remember what her character's name was. I had no idea she was trans. Because she looks like a woman. And because I didn't question or wonder it in the first place anyway. Yeah, so I'd never, and whether I did or didn't know wouldn't have, it would have changed my knowledge of her. But, and what I mean by, okay, looks like a woman is, okay, well, what does a woman look like to somebody? It looks like somebody that would look like Hunter Schafer or somebody who else who is a woman. Because if you look like a woman, then you are probably a woman, and Hunter Schafer is a woman and she looks like a woman. It's quite simple, at least to me. But yeah, for the whole, because that's what, 30 odd episodes or something like that? I can't remember if that's 8 or 10 episodes or whatever, but around about 30 episodes, she's in a good chunk of them. And I never questioned if she was or wasn't trans. I didn't question anything else. I just simply watched her do her role on screen, and she did it very well. Very, very well. But yeah, if this is a case of, okay, this doesn't actually affect anything that you can or can't do, then it is just purely down to pettiness. It is just, Trump doesn't like trans people, obviously, and he wants another way to poke a little jab in that community, and this is just another way to do that. So there you go. I don't know. But yeah, the trans community right now is very, very tired, very exhausted. I understand. I don't understand from a first-hand perspective, but I can understand given what you've all gone through. And there's the extreme version of things, obviously, but there's also the petty things that can happen to sorry, against trans people. So, it is what it is, and unfortunately, nothing's going to really be changed about it anytime soon. But she also points out in her video as well, and this is very, very true, and something we all need to open our eyes towards, is Trump's obviously, I mean, he loves to talk, doesn't he? He never doesn't know when to stop. He's talked about a lot of things about what he wants to do, and not all of those things have happened yet. But it's not going to happen all in one go. Remember, this guy's here for 4 years, unfortunately, till 20. Is it 2028? Yeah, something like that. And it's just going to be little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit over the course of 4 years. It won't take the entire 4 years. The full effect of what he probably wants to do will be, I don't know how to guess that, 18 months to 2 years. It's just going to be a bit and then another bit and another bit, rather than it all happening kind of in one go. So, yeah, we should all keep an eye out on these things and kind of. If he says he's gonna do something and he takes a while to do it, it probably is the case that he's still gonna do it. So, yeah. Anyway, just on another little side note thing with Hunter Schafer, something else I wanted to mention is I saw some, of course, there's lots of casting rumored news all the time. I did see an interesting little rumor, of course, because we're gonna get the X-Men in the MCU at some point, and one of the characters in the X-Men, if she's there from the start, is Mystique, of course, formerly played by, I think Jennifer Lawrence was the last one to play her, in the Fox films. And there's a rumor that Hunter Schafer might be up for the role of Mystique. I think she'd fit that very well. I think that would be very interesting considering what that character is, what the character can do, and the fact that she is trans as well. I think that fits in kind of nicely. So I would be up for that. She's also a very good actress anyway, so that would be interesting to see if she does do that. Again, it depends on what age they go for these X-Men and all that kind of stuff, so we'll see. Just wanted to mention that as I'm talking about Hunter as well. So, but yeah, to her, to the trans community and everybody else, I'm well, it's not my fault, but I'm sorry that this is happening to you. You don't deserve it, and you gotta keep fighting. You gotta keep fighting for a better future. I don't know how or what that really looks like, but as she said as well in her video, they're not going to go away anywhere, which you shouldn't. And yeah, I'm just sorry that this is happening to this community. So, speaking of changes and things that haven't happened yet, it seems like one of the main, and this just comes across to me very weird, but it's Trump, so it's always going to be weird. The price of eggs was going to get reduced, wasn't it? So, okay, I get that eggs are important, useful, but it almost seems like this guy ran his campaign off, I'm going to attack marginalized groups, which is what he's slowly doing. I'm going to deport whoever, basically whoever I want, and I'm going to lower the price of eggs. Cool. Great. Great. That hasn't happened yet. So this guy comes in on, again, what, day one, day two, whatever day it was, sits there, signs papers like all day long, signs executive orders, shows it off to the camera, I'm going to sign this, sign that, sign this, sign that. He's still doing it, but he signed like 80 something things on his like second or first day. And there was a weird part of the Trump supporters group that was like, oh man, I can't wait to pay less for eggs. As if that's like a genuinely really exciting. Like, what's the deal with eggs? I don't get it. I don't get it. Again, I know that you can use them as ingredients for a lot of stuff. They're helpful. They're very, again, useful, I guess. But really, that's what you're all like banking on this guy for? Now, I saw a price the other day. Now, of course, there's lots of different shops in America. America's a huge place. It doesn't mean that eggs are the same price everywhere. I saw this price somewhere. I think it was either 6 or 8 eggs. Because you can get, obviously, different sizes of packs, can't you? And it was like $13 or something. Which, I don't know what the price used to be, but that sounds outrageous to me. So you're telling me that this guy ran this campaign, and again, it was let's attack marginalized groups, let's make America great, all this stuff, right? The red hat, make America great, let's deport people, let's attack marginalized groups, and let's lower the price of eggs. Which, out of all those things that you planned to do, would actually be something useful for Trump to do. Yes, lowering the price of something that the economy buys, particularly, let's call them civilians, everyday people. Lowering the price of eggs would actually be something that would be quite useful. Again, it won't, like, change the world, but given that most of the world seems to be in a financial crisis, that would actually be something that would be decently useful, and he hasn't done it yet. So, well done. And for those Trump supporters out there, and some of them I've come across, of like, oh, he'll do it eventually. Well, it wasn't in the list of 80, was it? So, yeah. So it's come to this point with the Trump administration, like, okay, anything that's going wrong or not going as it should be is the previous administration's fault. But anything that's going right that he's changed, or right according to them, you give him credit for. So basically, he can do whatever he wants. Because if there's something going wrong in America, like I remember the plane crash thing, and he was like, oh, because Biden did this or didn't do that, it's like, dude, you can, how many executive orders did you just sign? If there's something that you wanted to change and you thought was genuinely an issue, you would have done that. But he didn't yet because he can't be bothered and he's lying to people. So, but that's a very crafty, interesting way to get around stuff. It's like, oh, if there's something that hasn't been fixed yet, it's not because he hasn't been able to, it's because it's Biden's fault. Even though he's been the president for 2 months, almost. Yeah, almost about 2 months. And yeah, again, almost 2 months. And so anything that he doesn't, either things that he doesn't want to change or can't be bothered to change because he doesn't really care, he'll blame on the previous administration and say, oh, they changed it. And it's their fault, even though you're the president now and Biden/Kamala haven't been the president for 2 months, it's still their fault. But anything that you do that's looked at as good, oh, let's give credit to him for that. It's a very crafty, that's literally a brainwashed, manipulative way of winning. Anything that isn't going well isn't your fault, but everything that's going right is a credit to him. Interesting. Interesting. So for even those Trump supporters who are waiting for him to do certain stuff, oh, he'll get to it eventually. But the reason it's not the way we want it is because of Biden or Kamala. I don't know how you brainwash and manipulate someone like that, or not even just one person. Apparently, about 70 million people, or however many votes he got. Wild. It's a wild time to be. It's a wild time to be alive, I suppose. So, anyway, that's some of my thoughts on that. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll. Oh no, I was going to talk about the bathroom stuff, wasn't I? So, this is even more of an exhausting conversation. So, of course, one of the things at the moment is. One of the things at the moment, and this was going on before Trump got elected as well. Is for certain people who are using bathrooms and or changing rooms or gym changing rooms or whatever, and they are assigned to certain genders, because of course you have the men in the men's bathroom and the women in the women's bathroom, and if a trans woman goes into a woman's bathroom or a trans man goes into a man's bathroom, because their gender at birth was different, these people want trans women going into men's bathrooms and vice versa. So there's something literally mechanical that doesn't make sense to me. Okay? So of course I use the men's bathroom because that's what I am when I go to public places or the cinema or wherever. We have the urinals where you stand up and pee. So if you're somebody who looks at a trans woman who has done all their surgery, done all their stuff, and they have boobs and a vagina, and because that person used to be a man and was a man at birth, you want that person to go into a men's bathroom where there's also going to be younger boys in there and older men and men and boys and males of all ages. So that's already a weird thing. How is a woman supposed to use a urinal? Because, yeah. Well, I don't need to expand. I don't feel the need to expand on that. How is a woman supposed to use a urinal? They can, sure, stand up and pee because you don't, no gender or person or whatever, unless you're in a wheelchair or something, you do not have to crouch down or sit down to pee. You can do that standing up. But if you are a woman and you are standing up next to a urinal and you attempt to pee in it, I don't think that's going to work very well. So for those of you out there who think that that should be a thing that's happening, how exactly does that work, I wonder? Yeah. I don't know how that's supposed to work. So you lot can figure that out between you, I suppose. Another question I have, and this veers into a more creepy area, and this isn't something I've thought about. I've only thought about it because it's come up in conversations that I've not started or been involved in. There's a lot of talk at the moment about, let's say, teenagers who are playing football. And because I haven't really seen this conversation come up about sports teams involving adults, it's more about sports teams involving either children or young people, because of course you need to train from a young age if you want to do that as a profession. You have to literally start when you're about 5 years old. And all the big clubs and teams around the world, they will have academies for, like, under fives, under tens, under 18s, what, etc., etc. Because you don't just, start that at an older age or whatever, don't matter. That's not the point of this part. So, for those of you who have are not in school anymore or not in any education, try to think back to your PE days, because I want you to put yourself into a hypothetical scenario here. Let's say you are a girl, right? The same logic applies both ways, but let's say you're a girl and you're on the young girls' sports team at school. Let's say you're 13, 14, 15, whatever, right? And you would walk into the girls' changing room to get ready for whatever sport you're going to do. It doesn't have to be football, could be basketball, netball, volleyball, whatever. Could be anything, right? Now, let's say that there is a, which way around would this be? A young woman at the school who wants to be a trans man. And those groups of people would then want, you see where I'll fast forward this a little bit. You can see where I'm going with this. These people basically want, let's say, which way around it would it be again? They would be fine, and they want boys who are trying to be trans girls, right? So trans youth, whatever, to go into the men's changing room because they were a man or boy, male, whatever, at birth. That is never, ever, ever going to work. No matter which vice versa way you do that, that is never going to work. I cannot imagine. Let's say at my school, there was a boy who was trying to become a girl. And the teacher says, like, hey, here's such and such. They want to come in, and it's a young girl who used to be a boy. And that person would then have to go into a, whether you say locker room, changing room, whatever, with a bunch of young boys. That's just never going to work. That's actually quite creepy that people would want that to happen. And even if you move out of the changing rooms and you go onto, let's say, onto the pitch or onto the tennis courts or whatever, and if you then had a contact sport, so I know things like basketball, tennis, what else, things like golf aren't contact sports, but let's say you have something like rugby or something like football. Do you want, let's, because it'll be 20, yeah, 21 boys on a pitch, I'm thinking football, and the 22nd person there is a young girl who used to be a young boy. You would then want them getting tackled, pushed, grabbed, pulled. Again, it's contact sports. That's what I'm thinking of if someone was trying to tackle this young person and then be surrounded on a pitch full of boys. It's just, that's never going to work. I don't understand the logic behind that. So, Anyway, that's something I don't really want to talk about actually anymore until I maybe have follow up or something else to talk about, because it's quite a creepy thing to talk about. And the idea that these people want the wrong gender in the wrong changing room, and you'd have a young girl in a room in a changing room full of young boys, that's a terrible, terrible, terrible idea. But hey, they see trans women as men, so they gotta go in the men's rooms and the men's changing rooms and things like that. That's what these people want. That's not what I want. It's not what I want at all. Because I think that's very, very weird. But again, because the bigotry, the transphobia, and the pettiness is so high, that's just what their brain tells them. That, yeah, that's just really weird. That's just genuinely really quite weird. So, again, these aren't things that I've thought of. These are just conversations that have come up that have made me think, okay, wait a minute, you want that this specific thing to happen? That's very weird. That's very, very weird. Just because you would recognize a young trans woman as a boy, you would want them in the boys' dressing room or the boys' toilets or on the field with a bunch of boys who are like tackling into each other and pulling at each other. That just doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't work in any way, shape, or form. But hey, according to them, these young trans people are all boys, and they should be with the boys, and vice versa. So weird. It's really weird. Anyway, let's move on from that because I'm starting to get a bit uncomfortable talking about this. Anyway, let's talk about fake weird peace deal, shall we? See you for that in a minute.
Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
Alright, so we now live in a world, well, we probably did before, but we live in a more accelerated world where you can go to quote-unquote war with somebody, try to invade their country and slaughter all their people, and then once you've done that to a certain degree, turn around to the leader of that country and go, hey, I've just slaughtered, like, you know, thousands of your people, whether it's tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or whatever, I've tried to slaughter your people, go to sort of war against you. Although it's not really a war, can we make a peace deal? Can we call it quits? Can we make it a peace deal? I've killed about 60 odd thousand of your people, maybe even hundreds of thousands of your people. But can we make peace? Can we make a peace agreement? I find that really weird. I tell you the one that gets me more, because of course in the news recently it's been about Trump trying to, well, failing to help President Zelensky enter a peace deal with Putin, to stop Russia from slaughtering Ukraine or end the war, because that's apparently what a war is when you invade someone's country. I feel genuinely very sorry for Zelensky. Not only the fundamental idea of like, hey, you've got to travel to Washington and have a 1v2 meeting with Trump and Vance, JD Vance. That's can you imagine what he must be thinking? Like when he woke up on that morning, and he thought, today I'm meeting with Trump and Vance, two clowns, one of them almost a cartoon character, to make a deal, not specifically with them, but to get them to talk to their mate, Putin, who's killed hundreds of thousands, maybe. I don't know what the Ukraine number is. I think it's in the hundreds of thousands by now. I mean, it's been going on like 4 years or something. To try to make a peace deal so that they'll stop killing my people. Yeah, I feel sorry for him, man. I really do. And I think he's done very, very well to keep his cool so far. Because Trump didn't keep his cool. Vance didn't, and Putin certainly hasn't kept his cool, has he? So, the one that gets me a bit more, actually, though, is because every single time I see, I can't remember his name, the Israel leader, if we call him a leader, and the way he gets on TV and talks about like what Hamas has done, and what Hamas has done is not good. What either side has done is not good. But you've killed way more people than what Hamas has killed of your people, and taken way more hostages than what you've taken of Hamas's. Again, I don't want anybody having anybody hostages. I don't want anybody killing anybody. Let's just make that very clear. I don't want Hamas to have any hostages. I don't want Israel to have any hostages. I don't want any more Israeli people dying. I don't want any more Palestinians dying. Let's just get that, keep that straight. But the way this guy gets on TV and he's like, oh, what these monsters have done to us. I want to make a peace deal, even though you've killed about 60. Like, the last number I heard was 60,000. It might be more than that by now. I've killed 60,000 of your people, some of them being children. I don't really care. But can we make a peace deal? From both sides, whether it's the Ukraine Russia thing or the Israel Palestine thing, the idea that these leaders are like, hey, can we be adults to each other? Can we be professional and we make a peace deal? It's like you guys have blown up children, slaughtered children. It's just weird. It's just very, very weird. Don't get me wrong. A deal needs to be established so that everybody can stop killing everybody, right? That's what we want at the end of the day. It's just the manner of like. Yeah, like imagine you lived in a house, like a family, you and a family of five. Someone breaks in and kills the five family members and comes over to you. It's like, hey, can I shake your hand and make a peace deal? It's like, you just broken in here and killed my whole family. Like, yeah, it's a weird time to be alive. It's just like, what gets me more is the mannerisms and the attitude of the Israel leader, Trump, Vance, and Putin, and the way that they're all behaving. So yeah, and it's interesting whenever I hear like, "Oh, Trump's gone off to meet Putin," and I'm like, "What's that conversation like?" It's basically Vader and Palpatine talking to each other, isn't it? Like, what evil scheme are they? What good can come from that conversation of Putin meeting with Trump? Yeah, it's like Vader and I have seen some images and stuff of the two of them dressed up as those characters, kind of. Yeah, n nothing good can happen from those two talking to each other, can it really? So, two evils talking to each other, trying to plot and scheme certain stuff. But yeah, what a weird concept. What a weird concept. I'm gonna slaughter all of your people, or most of your people, but I want to make peace with you. It's odd, it's strange. Anyway, I'm done with this podcast. We talked about some weird stuff today. We talked about some sad stuff and some uncomfortable stuff and some petty stuff. If you have any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on anything that that I have talked about here, anything that you want to mention, any stuff that I don't know about, what's going on with all these different things, any talking points you'd like me to bring up on future Political Talk podcasts, let me know. And if you're somebody who does think that a woman can use a men's bathroom and use the urinals, please tell me how that works, because I'm very curious as to what you think. Anyway, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter, social media, eTalkUK, or Entertainment Talk. You can write in that way, everything, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main night podcasts. You can either browse the sites, the categories list in the drop-down menu, or find us on podcast platforms by searching for Entertainment Talk. So you can support us either by listening to more stuff, checking us out on social media or whatever, word of mouth, social media. And if someone mentions something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options, look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk. Look for all those things as well if you'd like to for your TV and your film news. Geek Town Radio is out for this week. It was out on Tuesday, so you can go from here to there and get your newest TV and film news on Geek Town. We're also on Twitch at eTalk UK and YouTube Entertainment Talk Plays. I'm going to go and breathe, and thank you all very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.